Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, radio audience and family. This is Linda with Soul in the City, and today we'll be talking about living single and Christian. We're going to keep it on an upbeat of, you know, being Christian and single is always not the dreary down thing that we perceive it to be, and sometimes that's perceived to be in our minds, that sometimes there's some positive, and a lot of times there's some positive to being single, to being Christian, and to live in this life in spirituality. I have a guest today, again, Miss Tanisha Reynolds. Tanisha, would you say hi to everybody?
Hello. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Good. We're glad to have you and to have some of your insight. And we'll, like I said, we'll be talking about being Christian and single, and we want insight from others. So our guest call-in number today is 760-695-1120. I'm going to say that again. It's 760-695-1120. Please feel free to call in with questions, comments, concerns about what we're saying. If you agree or disagree, it's just two women talking about being single and Christian is what we're doing today. I'm going to start off with a little music, and then we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
But I was caught on in the middle on that one. Thought I got the news and died. I remember Mama saying it's time for you to go. Go on out and change the world and become all that you have dreamed of. And out the distance she was crying, so from her face and shoulders she said, don't forget who you are, child, where you come from, where you're going. Cause I'm always gonna be here for you, fighting in your corner, so with everybody, take one for those that came before you.
Paul said, be happy in all, or be content in all circumstances. So, you know, just introducing this a little bit, I kind of went to Corinthians chapter 7 through 8, where Paul is talking to us about being, whether you're married, to work with that, whether you are single, to do your calling and enjoy that. And I think that here is a scripture for real. I won't be going too far. For I wish that all men were even as I myself, but each one has his own gift from God, one in this manner and another in that. But I say to the unmarried and the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I am. And it's not that he's saying be single. It's that he's saying that if that's where you are, enjoy the life that you have for right now. So, Tanisha, I'm going to just add you in. You got any comments or thoughts on that scripture?
Actually, that scripture, I was actually looking up a similar scripture as you were speaking. I was coming out of Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, and it's saying pretty much the similar thing. And I use this scripture sometimes. I think being single, you know, in the reality, we can deal with loneliness a little bit. And sometimes I kind of use this to uplift me when I'm having some of those feelings. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And I think that's just going along the same lines of saying what you are. I mean, be content in where you are and understand that God is with you, and that this whatever phase you are in your journey, use it to its fullest potential. I think being single can be a gift. It can be a time where, you know, where you fully come into your own as a person, where you fully walk into who you are, and fully allow God to pour into you, so that you can manifest those things that He has for you. And then, you know, when you reach that point, you go into a relationship knowing who you are, and I think that's very important.
I agree with you on that being single. You know, sometimes I feel like I've even done a show on being the singleness, black women being single, and all that comes along with that. But I want to spend today and talk about the positive times of being single, because singleness can be a time of an expectancy. It can be a time of learning about yourself. It can be a devoted and divine time where you spend time with God and you deepen your relationship with Him. And I really, you know, I'm single too, and I believe that this is a good time to be vibrant and alive. And though, you know, at some point I do want to get married again, but I am not going to wait and just put my life in hold until that person comes along. Like, I don't enjoy life. So I believe that even now as I'm single, I'm going to travel. I'm spending time educating myself, meeting new people, opening my eyes, so that when I do come to that partner or I meet that partner, I'm coming to the relationship with a life lived. You got anything on that?
Well, I think, you know, it's all about, in some ways, it's about perspective. You know, so a lot of times people want to put the perspective on being single like it's a curse. It's not a curse. It's really, you know, it's how you look at it. It can be a time of, like you said, true intimacy with God. Like, you can focus your attention on developing an intimate relationship with God, like you, at that time, unlike any other time in your life. You know, when you're married, you have the attention, and rightfully so, you give your attention to your family, to your children, you know, and those kind of things. I said, but being single you have time to set aside probably more time than you will in other areas of your life, or the times in your life, to devote time specifically to cultivating an intimate relationship with God.
And that is so true. And I think that was what Paul was saying in the scripture that I read, is that, you know, if you are single, if you're married, that's a ministry. If you're single, this also can be a time of ministry for you. You can fully participate in things in church. You can give. You can serve. And you can serve others. And you can serve yourself. It's a good time to really search yourself, like we were saying, and what are the desires? This is a time to take inventory into the desires of your heart and go for them. You know, what are you seeking? What do you want out of life? If they're righteous desires, God put those desires in your heart for you to go for. And sometimes, like, this is a good time to take away all excuses to go for things that you really want to go for in life. So I think that's
a gift, as you were saying. I think that's a gift into it. It's a time where you can, you know, seek God and really come into your own and find out who you are and what you one out of life, and really a time when you have space and time to devote to accomplishing those things. So, I do truly want to be married and enjoy that journey in life, but I do thank God for this single time and space, because I do feel like, you know, for a young woman, not to boast, but I feel like I've accomplished a lot by taking advantage of that time being single. And I may not have been able, you know, because I would have had multiple things I was devoting my time too had I not had that gift of being single for this time and space in my life.
And to view it as being a gift. Now, that is sometimes in life, when you are in certain stages of your life, to change your mindset to view this as a gift at this point in your life. Because I really do believe for me right now, having been married, you know, and now in this part of my life where I am single, I see it as a gift from God for this time. Not always a gift that I thought I would have at this time, but it is a gift in that I am going for, even with this radio show, I'm going for things that I might not have been able to do had I not been single. I'm really going for a ministry in God. I'm spending this time with God. I am serving in any way possible that I can serve. And I'm fulfilling, you know, I feel like I'm fulfilling the call of my life at this point. Not that I couldn't do that with being married, but there's no delay. You know, I don't have to wait. I can go for these things that I really want to go for. And that, indeed, is what I'm trying to do with this radio program. Even though, and I am going to be talking about single sometimes, because I think being Christian and single, if you're in church, sometimes it's a couple-oriented, sometimes a lot of couples, and you can be lonely in the middle of a church if you don't see singleness as a gift for this time in your life, or as something that takes you to another level, as a positive versus being a negative.
Yes, I think another way to look at it, too, we got the gift, and you can look at it as a preparation period. I mean, it doesn't have to, you know, it's propelling you a time of preparation for the next level. I mean, the reality is, though, you know, in being single, you do deal with things. You know, you deal with emotions. You deal with sexuality and how to go about that being single and Christian. You deal with emotions of loneliness. I think a lot of single people deal with depression. You know, so we have to learn how, and it comes down to perspective a lot of ways. But it also can be a time of preparation where you're preparing yourself for the next level, or are you preparing yourself for your next journey, and that you can enjoy being single. Just like one day you're going to enjoy being married, you can enjoy being single.
I like that this is a time of preparation, because it is. I mean, it's a time of, like I said, too, to take inventory. You know, preparation. Are your finances in order? Physically, are you trying to get yourself, that's something ongoing for me, physically, are you trying to get yourself together? And even in being single, and we're going there on, you know how we do, we really, and we're live, even in being single, are you making, to the best of your ability, yourself acceptable, I mean, attractive? Are you making yourself a total package, even? I think that's something we should consider and be, you know, you present yourself well, you know, you dress nice, smell good, and all of those good things. That's all a part of being that. And you have the time to invest in yourself to make sure that you do look good, smell good, those kind of things. And not that that's superficial, but when you do those things, you feel good for yourself. And I even with being single, I think learning to feel good about you and presenting yourself with your best foot forward is a great time. It's a great time for you to do that.
Yeah, I like what you were saying. I mean, if you think of a time of preparation or creating a total package, I mean, that's good, because you have time to, number one, we talked about, number four, well, first, seek God first, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things shall be added, all these things shall be added unto you. So you have time, number one, put God first. And you have time to devote to, you know, getting your finances in order, paying off debt, you know, really hitting those things hard, and then time to devote to your physical health. Are you going to the gym? Are you exercising? Are you trying to, you know, focus on your health and really being healthy, just becoming that well-rounded? Maybe you want to go back to school. Maybe it's a time where you have the extra time to go back to school, or devote to maybe growing in your career, or maybe if God is calling you to become an entrepreneur, or, you know, into ministry, and you have time to go back and pour into those things. But I like that in saying that maybe you have time to create a total package. So that when you do meet the person who God has for you to be with, you're ready.
And I to pull on that, it is also time, you know, in singleness, let's be real, sometimes you are a little bit lonely. Sometimes you are you go through periods where you might be a little bit depressed. I always feel like think on the positive side, think of the positive, count your blessings, be grateful for the period that you're in. You know, sometimes married people look at single people and think, man, I wish I had that time. Or, this is a good time. So you do have to look at where you are, be content with where you are, and that's capturing some thoughts that may come in your head. Am I ever going to find somebody? I've been like this for so long. And really what I want this program to be about is taking that mindset and tweaking it. You know, yes, I will find somebody. So singleness can also be a time of expectancy, expecting and knowing that God will bring the person that he has for you at the right time. You know, it can be that, and believing that and through faith that would occur. It's a good time.
That is. That's good. I think when you are single and you are coming up on those emotions, I think one thing that is important for you to learn is how to encourage yourself. You have to learn how to encourage yourself, how to apply scripture to your life, how to pray and meditate, how to go to God with those emotions and apply scripture to your life. I think it's very important that when you're single, you know how to encourage yourself.
It's almost a prerequisite for being single is to learn how to encourage yourself, because indeed those times do come. Like I said, those are times when you have to capture those thoughts, knowing that what God has for you will come, and what God has for you is for you, meaning that man, that woman that God has for you, he will bring them in divine timing, being when you're ready and that person is ready. And know that God is, and God will provide if that's the desire of your heart.
That's true. Amen. Other thing I think is important for you to do when you're single is to need a support system. You're not in this alone. You know, number one, God is with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he's with you, and you're not in the game of life alone. But it's also important to surround yourself by positive, godly counsel, you know, to center yourself around people that keep you motivated, that keep you encouraged, that pray for you and that you pray for. So I think it's important for you to connect with other Christians, to have a support group and to create that network, because you do need to know that you're not in this game alone.
I think that's very important to know that you're not in the game alone and that you have a network. A lot of churches now have single groups, that network, that do things together, you know, and there is a thing sometimes with the online dating, and we've said before in the program, if that's something that you choose to do, be very careful. I think I've said before, meet the person in a public place. Don't go into the relationship with expectancy to think this is the one every time, and I think that's with anybody that you meet when you're single. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that, but I think you have to be careful and use discernment when you do the online dating thing.
Well, I think we can even go beyond online dating and say in dating, period. I think that's another skill that's important, or a gift from God that we need to pray for as single people, as single Christians. It's very important that we have a keen spirit, you know, a sense of discernment. You know, you're prayerful about that thing, like, Lord, I really need to be in tune to your spirit. I really need a spirit of discernment about, you know, dating people and, you know, using wisdom. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, you know, for wisdom and knowledge. And so I think it's important that we ask God to fine-tune that skill when you're single, because people, everybody doesn't have good intentions, and it's important for you to find those things off, off top, you know, when you get to know people. Because we were talking, me and you were talking about earlier this week, talking about with the Maya Angelou special and how she says, when someone tells you who they are, believe them. So it's important that you learn how to listen and let the Holy Spirit guide you and let peace be your umpire when dealing with people and interacting with them.
And I think that is so important, because really, I this is like a mantra for me. When somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Because I think sometimes when you're single and you've been single for a while, you meet somebody, you're excited about meeting them, and there's these little red flags that can come up, and you downplay them or you ignore them. And really, those are times, those little quiet inchings, they're showing you themselves, and you have to believe who they are. You definitely have to believe who they are.
So and, I think going to back on that, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he brings up when he, you know, about identifying in red flags. And I think on a male perspective, a lot of times when men identify red flags, they tend to identify them and move on. Not all, but a lot easily, you know, more so than women. I think we tend to feel like we can fix people or nurture them or, you know, really, you know, we have that nurturing as women. We have that nurturing inside of us. And so we tend to be like, oh, I can make him better. I can, you know, fix this or I can fix that. But really listen and prayerfully go to God in prayer and ask the Lord, number one, is this person supposed to be in my life? And ask the Lord, I ask God to show me who this person is. Who is this person? Who is this person in your kingdom? And who are they? What is the intention, or do you have an intention, you know, for us, or what is the goal of this relationship? You know, what is your intention for this relationship, Lord? You know, is this someone you intend for me to be with? I mean, I think these are questions, and when you go to God about these things, know that he will answer you and wait patiently for an answer.
I so agree with that, because I do believe that you have to wait patiently for an answer, knowing that, and a lot of times the answer is within us. It's that quiet yearning, that quiet burning inside you that you know. And sometimes you meet some people, and sometimes it's good and it's right. I joke with a lot of comedians have said you meet, in the first times that you meet people, in that first few months, you meet the representative. I also believe that, you know, if you're kind of getting into a serious relationship with somebody, that you need to date them for 6 months to a year so you can see the real person at some point. And take time to really get to know them, get to know their family, something about their family, because if you do decide to marry this person or whatever, the family is going to be a very important thing. You need to get time to know them, their family, their habits, and seeing the whole person, is this person good? Because none of us are perfect, but is this a match God would make for you, looking at the totality of that person and who they are? And have in-depth conversations. Sometimes I think women are really scared sometimes to ask the hard questions to men when you're dating, because you're fearing that you're going to push them away. But be strong enough to ask the hard questions.
That's true. That's true. And watch your pace. I think sometimes we were kind of going at it. When you've been single and you first meet somebody and you're excited, take your time, because it takes time to get to know people. And a lot of times we get anxious and we rush and, you know, ooh, you know, is this everyone you meet? You go, is this the one? It may not be. So give it time. Give it time. God will speak to you about that person, and give it some time. Don't rush. You know, wait to hear from the Lord, and I think that's just important.
And enjoy the moment, because sometimes just dating somebody can be fun, you know. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the getting to know the person. Enjoy the journey. Sometimes I think we try to rush relationships so fast that we don't get to enjoy the journey. We have about 5 more minutes. So we wanted this to be a short show just to kind of bring some things into light. And, you know, a lot of times women, and since it's two women on the show, we kind of nag at the men about, you know, the men are dogs and all of that. And it's really some good Christian men out there. And I wanted to make this show positive. It is some good brothers out there. Get to know the brother, whoever you're trying to date or whatever. Get to know, spend some time knowing them, getting to know who they are, getting to know their family, getting to know about them, and enjoy that time of getting to know the person. But sometimes I think that as women, we can be a little desperate. So I just kind of made up a little questionnaire that I'm going to kind of read off to ask yourself when you're dating someone and you think that it's coming into a more committed phase. Are you seeing red flags? And if you are you making excuses? Are you speeding up the relationship when really it's let the relationship take its course? Are you too ready to make a commitment? You've seen this, or you've been with this brother for 2 or 3 times, and now you're ready for a commitment. Allow some time to pass with that. And are you allowing yourself to be mistreated, even verbally? Sometimes we don't think about that. Are they saying things that sting your spirit? And I'm not talking about really negative, terrible things, but sometimes when people say things and they're always negative and it stings your spirit, that's somebody you need to look at. And are you hiding real issues that, like, you've been dating this person and you're hiding issues from your family and friends and you're not open about it because maybe you're embarrassed or deep in your spirit you know that this might not be the person? Just some things to ponder. And as we are about to end the show, Nisha, do you have any last comments?
No, I just want to encourage, you know, those that are single, enjoy this time and space in your life. God, enjoy the journey. Get to know people. God could be cultivating some great friendships in your life, and he could be bringing that special someone in your life also. So just seek him first. Ask for discernment. But use this time to really come into your own and develop an intimate relationship with God. So just stay strong out here. Get a support group of friends, of godly counsel, and encourage each other.
And I just want to add, I think that's great because that is what we should do. Spend time with the Lord. Be honest with yourself and with others. Take your time. Enjoy life at this moment. Enjoy the now in your life where you are. Consider all. Know that, you know, if you're waiting on somebody, at some point this too shall pass. But if you're single and enjoying it, enjoy it and be okay with this spot that you are. You know, it is what it is. So as we begin into the program, I just want to thank all the listeners that have tuned in and, you know, that are listening now. I hope you enjoyed the show. We have some upcoming shows. The next show will be Obeying God on November 5th with Pastor Mark and Patricia Douglas. They have had some very insightful shows in the past. Be sure to tune in and listen to some other archives of the show. We just so enjoyed having this conversation. I hope that you gleaned something from it and that you understand. You know, you had something that you learned from it. So to the family of Soul in the City, I say this is Soul in the City where we aspire to be higher and higher in the spirit. Goodbye.
Tanisha?
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Be blessed.
Bye. Be blessed.